Yes, sir. You're calling Microsoft. My name is Ashley. How can I assist you today? Well, sir, there can be multiple reasons, actually. If your device, it's like if somebody else has logged in into your device, then also you can have this error. Or sometimes if, you know, any sort of virus entered your device, then also you can have the same error. So it totally depends. May I please confirm what exactly was doing on your system when you had this problem? Then I can explain you in a better way. Okay, you was on the Google. Any possibilities that you might clicked any link there? I mean, you was looking for any... Well, it can be one of the possibility that when you clicked the link, it was not secure enough. It was having some sort of virus, and that's why you're having this problem. So still, that is okay, sir. That is fixable. Okay, we can fix it, sir. Well, in that case, I can go ahead and check the details from my end once, and then we can proceed further with that. Okay, so sure, thank you so much. Please verify your first and your last name. My name is Ashley. You can note down my name if you have any pen and paper. Please verify your email address. Is there any possibilities that you can tell me what particular site you was on when you had this problem? Well, on my end, what the best I'm going to do is I'm just going to run a quick scan here on my end just to check, you know, what exactly happened here, okay? And in case if we notice any suspicious activity, we'll act according to that. In case if the device is only locked because of the security reasons, we can simply unlock it for you right away, okay? Well, on my end, sir, it says that the device, the Trojan virus, actually, I'm getting a warning of Trojan virus on my end. So it can be one of the possibility that when you click the link, it was not secure enough and somebody got the access of your device. May I please confirm it's a computer or it's a laptop? From what company? You mean a laptop? Well, sir, there are multiple locations actually coming up from where your information is getting access at the moment. But may I please confirm for what reason you generally use this device for? And where are you calling from? Sir, apart from you, who else used this device? Who else is having the access of your computer? Please verify your age. Well, sir, there are multiple locations coming up, as I mentioned. So if I talk about the locations, they're coming from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Chicago. So any possibilities that you know anyone on these places, or have you been to any of these places in past couple of few months, maybe? Okay. Well, right now, are you in New York or... Because the number from which you're calling, that is 720-698-8160, that's your cell phone or that's your home phone? Well, this number is from Colorado, sir. Then how come you are in New York right now? Okay, now you have moved to New York. Please verify your zip code. Where are you right now? So you mentioned that apart from you, nobody is having the access of your computer and your email as well, right? Okay, well, need to confirm a few more things here. In past couple of months, any possibility that any of your document, I mean, you might have lost any of your document or somebody might have stolen any information from you or your information was compromised on any particular website or something? Anything you recall happening in past couple of few months? And sir, any possibilities that you've been to any other state or maybe in any other country in past couple of few months? Any possibilities that you shop online from the same device? Have you recently, any possibilities that you recently applied for any credit from any company? Do you play online game? Do you use any dating application from the same computer, right? Okay. Any pornographic site? Thank you. Have you recently applied for any loan through PayPal? The reason why I'm asking you all these questions is because I can see here that in these four locations, there are total 27 devices which are currently logged in with your information. They are using your information on multiple platforms, like on dating applications, on gaming sites, on pornographic sites, on online shopping websites. Apart from that, they're applying for credit under your name as well. Well, I asked about the PayPal thing because they have recently applied for a loan through PayPal worth $25,000 under your name. Well, as you mentioned, that, sir, in that case, we can follow a two-step authentication procedure here. We can simply, we can do one thing here. We can protect your identity. And apart from that, we can block these hackers. We can put a stop on them so that they cannot access your information further. So in order to prevent your identity first, we'll start with your identity. Please help me with the name of your bank so that we can inform them. Chase, any other bank apart from Chase you deal with? Okay, any credit card company which we need to inform? Apart from Chase, any other credit cards you have? Right now what I'm doing is I'm putting an email to all the three credit bureaus, that's TransUnion, Experian and Equifax, okay, so that they can lock your credit file so that if they receive any new application further, they can take actions before they approve it, okay? In that case, they will call you. They will confirm with you if you have applied for this. If you have applied for the credit, they will proceed further. If you have not applied for any credit, they will simply cancel the application then and there the same time. Now, if we'll talk about your bank, they're asking us to verify your complete name. So should I give them John Rudin? They're asking for your date of birth. What date of birth should I tell them? Well, in that case, I can only tell them your age, that is 67, sir. That's all. That's the best I can do. 1957. Thank you. Okay, I have informed them. Okay, they will take care of the things, rest on their end. Now, if we'll talk about your, these hackers and these locations, we need to follow procedure here. We need to stop them. We need to put a block on them. So for that, sir, I'm initiating a process of removal and blocking of these devices from our end. We basically use Microsoft security cards to put a hold on them, to put a stop on them, okay? And So for that, sir, you have to visit the nearest store so that we can fix it. Let me see if you have any nearest store. You drive, right? Okay. Well, Microsoft store is somewhere. No, that's very far, actually. But I can look for the nearest one if you want to, if you want to walk, then I can look for the nearest one. How far is Whole Foods Market from you? Okay, so you don't have a car, you have to take a cab. Okay, which is the nearest grocery or pharmacy store you have, as per you, where you can walk easily? Can you tell me the name of one which is nearby, any pharmacy or any grocery where you can walk easily? Okay, that's perfectly fine. How much time it will take for you to go to CVS? Okay, well, in that case, you can go to Whole Foods, okay? And right now, we are connected on your home phone. Please help me with your cell phone number. Well, this is a third-party store, but they're one of our co-partner stores, so they do keep Microsoft security cards, okay? You only need to go there to collect the security card from there. Well, that is absolutely for free. You don't have to pay any money for that. You can only pick the card from the card section, and the registrar will activate it for you. That's all. This card comes along with a 16-digit security key. We use that security key to block these hackers and to put a security lock, put a security alert on your account so that nobody can access your information again in future. And we will install McAfee. That's what I tell you, sir. This is absolutely for free. It's a security card. It's for free. We have to stay connected. That's why I'm saying, can you help me with your cell phone number here? Well, you have no idea which card you need to pick from the store. There are multiple cards available, and once you will be there, we have to stay connected. That's why. Well, there are multiple Microsoft cards available. Yes, sir, there are multiple cards available. Okay, every card looks different as well. So, no, sir, not Xbox. I said Microsoft. Well, sir, cards are available in this store. Well, sir, there are multiple cards available. So if you go to the store, I can help you. No, sir, that is perfectly fine. We have to stay connected. Once you go there, then only I can provide you the information, whatever it's required then and there.